Using this word Turiya,
Oh, I'm sorry.
T-U-R. No, what
Yeah.
does that mean?
Turiya. In the Vedanta and a lot of the traditions, the three natural states of awareness are waking, dreaming, and deep sleep, which we've talked about. And then all of them maintain that there's at least one and maybe two more very important great states. And Turiya technically means the fourth, as in the fourth state. And it's the witness of all those three states. So it's that pure transcendental self that is aware of the waking state, it's also aware of the dream state, and it's aware of the deep sleep state. That is your original face. Turiya is the witness, the pure self, the transcendental self, that is pure emptiness, unqualifiable. And it's that emptiness that becomes one with all form in the non-dual, which for many traditions is then the fifth state, which is called Turiyatitta. So that's if we add the actual little extra
The Tita.
item, yeah, Tita, to the menu is kind of nice. So those are sort of five states or four, but we generally talk about the three major ones as gross, subtle, and causal. And then causal is made to do extra duty. It sometimes means Turiya and sometimes Turiyatitta. So it gets a little confusing. But those three states are the main ones. And just Turiya is the ever-present witness. So what's happened in each of those cases is that Turiya has then disidentified the self, the witness is disidentified with all possible objects. And that's ultimate realization. That's ultimate liberation from all of the pain of being identified with very narrow, partial selves.
What this reminds me of is what you spoke about earlier about the reduction in fear that happens
as
you develop. And
same
how
thing. That's exactly why it's happening. I believe that's exactly why it's happening and why Claire Graves saw that great reduction in fear, as he was one of the researchers who did that, as development continues. You get to that point where, because you are so disidentified, again, not dissociated, you're not repressing. If sex arises in the body, you have sex. We're not talking about puritanical, Gaia denying, life denying awareness. That's a pathology. That's not Turiya. That's not witnessing. That witnessing state itself is perfectly compatible with all of these things that are arising, but it's no longer identified with them exclusively. And therefore, pain, fear, and attachment drop off to the extent that you're not exclusively identified with these things. And I think that's exactly what happens. Zen has actually a very profound koan, which is body-mind dropped. And that's what Dogen said upon his enlightenment, or was said to him. And it means just that. All of a sudden, you're sitting here, you think you're this body and this mind. This is Ken Wilber. Ken Wilber is looking at the world out there. But all of a sudden, it dawns on you that something is aware of Ken Wilber. I right now can be aware of Ken. Or if I'm Mary Jane, I right now can be aware of Mary Jane. Well, who is that I that's aware of Mary Jane? It's not Mary Jane. So that I, that pure witness, is this vast, unborn consciousness, is spirit itself, that is aware of Mary Jane. And as soon as Mary Jane realizes that that is her real self, she doesn't worry very much about what happens to Mary Jane, because that's just another dream object. That's not what she is, and that's not what I am when I'm in that state of pure awareness. So fear drops off to that extent. It doesn't mean that things can't happen. I mean, there can be fear in the body and pain in the body, and these sorts of things tend to arise, but it doesn't bother you because it's fundamentally not what you are.